Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Mujhko Toofano Mein Bhi Sahil Diya.
Unki janib rafta rafta le chala meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda unki janib rafta rafta le chala meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا ان کی رحمت میر پر ساتا یا فگن گوبز گوبز آئی میر ہے غم میں پرا خاجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو ہو رہی ہے غیب سے فدا جاتا اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں چین حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا عشرت تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عشرت تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا سجا ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم خدا قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا دشمنوں کو عرش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عرش آب و گل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل گیا، ان کی جانب رفت رفت آنے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. This beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat is explaining this part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how a person treads it, and in return what a person will get. Hazrat has titled this poem so beautifully, Mujhko Tufano Mebi Sahil Diya, that I also, if Allah Ta'ala gave me the shore despite being in all types of storms. In other words, all types of difficulties outwardly a person might be going through, or the attractions of this world, or whatever fitness, but that person who's spreading the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his focus is towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, that despite all this outward turmoil of the dunya, that person will be enjoying himself on as if he's on the shore. So Hazrat is explaining here, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. That how to pass through this world of turmoil, and outwardly this world of fitna, and so much of attractions, etc. Hazrat says that gradually, slowly and gradually, I went towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, through the guidance of my Shaykh, and in this beautiful path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as on behalf of the mashayikh, one great sheikh says that tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat kiraah mein, hum chal rahe hain, tum hamare saath chalo. That this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very delicate path. On your own you won't able to tread this path. We are walking in this path, we are following our elders, you also follow us, and you will reach Allah Rabbul Izzat, and gradually you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what you have to make in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this outward the dunya that looks full of turmoil and full of problems and worries, then what you should make your ship that is flowing in this earth, meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda, that who are steering my ship, and who is taking me through this world that is full of turmoil, my worry and that sorrow of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the time a person is worried and concerned that I must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you make this your pilot of your ship, then you'll able to pass through the storms of life. Then a person won't fall into depression. A person won't get caught up in illicit love affairs, etc. For thus Hazrat says that a person khune hasrat pi ke wo ishrat mili, aise do alam hua jis par fida. That for such a person has to drink the blood of his desires and his passions and his sorrows and worries, then you'll get that type of life, that enjoyment of life, that real life and quality of life a person will get. That Allahu Akbar, upon such a life Hazrat says that you will be prepared to give, and you will be prepared to sacrifice both the worlds for that life that you will get. When you make your object and purpose the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
And despite all the artificial pleasures, enjoyments and entertainments, your heart is pulling you towards that. But you make your worry that the gham of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah is not happy for you to go, you stay away from there. Although initially your heart will be in pain, but Allah will give you such enjoyment of life now, that now all these attractions, forget that you're not inclined, you'll start having nafrat and dislike for it, and hatred for it. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na pooch, ehle ishrat ban gaye mere gada. Hazrat says that don't ask me the enjoyment of the sorrow that I take for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet this is like the spring of my life. And we say this is the time of spring, everything is supposed to be blooming, but the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala wants to change the pattern of the world, Allah will change it. And that is according to how we make the spring of our heart. If we make the spring of our heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make spring come on time. Allah will make all the weather patterns come on time. But when we make the worries of this world our worry, and we forget that our worry should be the obedience, and the worry that we in the doing the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll be living in turmoil. So Hazrat says that when I made my worry the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this concern and worry that Allah must be happy, then don't ask me that this worries became like the spring of my life. Yet even those people that outwardly are living a life of enjoyment, outwardly they have got all the enjoyments of this world, all the artificial pleasures, they became like mendicants in front of me. That outwardly they are living an enjoyable life, but they got no peace. They are looking for peace. And where they came in the company, where you will get peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That this peace is only by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah sends down that upon the hearts of the true believers, the mashayikh. When you come in their company, then you realize, I thought I'm enjoying my life. I've got a nice car, I've got a nice house, nice woman, entertainment, all that. But I've got no peace. So real peace is when we make our worry the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat further explained, Sab ki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi. Meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. That everybody's enjoyment of life is outward. And so beautifully Hakim ul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has explained that when the Jewish lobby taught how to make the world modern day slaves, so they came to the conclusion that outwardly we should put all these attractions in front of people and put all the advertisements that if you got this car, you'll be in style, you'll be driving a nice car, you'll be having a nice life. If you got this type of mattress, you'll have a nice sleep. But so beautifully our elders and the friends of Allah, and these are the real hakims, the mashayikh, that in one sentence Hazrat has made hal and Hazrat has solved the problem of the world. They don't get caught up in this traps of shaitan and all their allies, that they are telling you that in the goods of this world you'll get comfort, you'll get peace. Hazrat said it so beautifully, the answer to all this attraction, rahat aur hai, saman rahat aur hai. Comfort is something else, that is the condition of the heart. The goods of comfort can never give you comfort. So your Hazrat is telling us that everybody else who are looking for comfort in the goods of comfort, that is outside. And like our Hazrat explains to us so beautifully, that your success is within yourself. It's not your outward degree that gives you success. It's not your outward appearance and your business, etc. It is what is within yourself, and that is that condition of the heart. Hazrat says, Meri hasrat, meri dil mein hai sada. That my grief of the heart, and outwardly it looks like the grief, but this pain is so enjoyable that you are all the time worried, Allah must be happy with me. That is such a pain that a person just wants all the time. And when you get this pain and you make this part of your heart, then it will remain in your heart all the time. In other words, you'll have a peaceful life. Outwardly, people might think you are an ordinary person. You're just a simple man. You don't even have a nice house. But what enjoyment you got in your heart. All the people of the world with all the artificial enjoyments and pleasures, they won't imagine what you have got. As Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned so beautifully, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّ. That other people don't know that the lovers of Allah, what Allah has given them, enjoyment of the heart, that the coolness of the eyes Allah Ta'ala gives them. Hazrat explained, بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر, سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا. Hazrat now explains, I have to explain to you the two conditions. One is the outward pleasures, enjoyments of this world and the goods of this world, which is outside you. And one is that sorrow and the grief of all the time worried, Allah must be happy with me. This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So which is more loyal? Those things that are outside your life and you think that you are living in a world of fantasy, in a fool's paradise. You don't have peace in your heart. You got the outward goods of dunya, which are just loyal. It will be with you for a few minutes, tomorrow it will be taken away. And that is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala says, Allah yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Wa farihu bil hayati dunya. It's Allah Ta'ala's control. Allah Ta'ala extends risk for some people and Allah Ta'ala decreases. This is not the sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala. This is no criteria that if somebody is wealthy, he is in the rahmat of Allah. Or if somebody is poor, he is in the anger of Allah. No, Allah Ta'ala says, don't be fooled like these people of dunya. وَفَرِهُ بِالْحَيَاتِ dunya. They are overtaken with the enjoyment and adventures of this world. Hazrat says, that is bare wafa. That is just loyal. Today you are a rich man, overnight you will be a beggar and pauper. And where you will turn to? But the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala that's in your heart. Think for yourself, make your own decision. Which is better? To rather go after the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and outwardly you are going through pain in your heart. But what enjoyment you got, the people of dunya won't have. Unki rahmat meer par saaya fagan, go bazaair meer hai gham mein para. Hazrat is explaining, Allah Akbar, probably referring here most probably to Hazrat Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. That Hazrat Mir Sahib, Allah Akbar, was a person who had a high degree in dunya also. But to gain the love of Allah, he gave all that thing up. And he came in the company of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And he served Hazrat like an ordinary servant. And Hazrat is saying that although Mir Sahib outwardly he looks like an ordinary person, but he is enjoying the shade of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyment they got, because Allah's rahmat descends. That tanzilu rahma in the zikri salihin, fadlan an wujudihim. That just by talking of the pious servants, Allah's rahmat descends. And when they are there, then what can be said? So a person who is making the khidmat of a pious servant, or comes to the majlis for that object, then Allah's rahmat descends upon him. Outwardly he looks like he's in grief, he looks like an ordinary poor man, doesn't have a house or anything. But what enjoyment he's got, people who's got millions couldn't get that enjoyment. خَخَاجْگِ unki hamari bandagi, جِسْ تَرَا پَالَي تو ان پر رَحْ فِدَا. That actually, Hazrat is explaining us, the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we should realize we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is our master. Allah ta'ala is our creator. And this is, as our elders have taught us, that the tajalli of uluwiyat, that when you go to Makkah Sharif, you look at Kaaba Sharif, you think of Allah's greatness. Allah's tawheed penetrates the heart. And when you go to Medina Sharif and you think of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us bandagi, that how should we be the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you remain as a slave, then and you learn the temperament of your master, sibghat Allah, the color of Allah ta'ala, Allah gives you a position higher than a king also. So Hazrat is explaining that our object and purpose of life is that we have to be humble servants in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whichever way you find it, you should give yourself over to that, finding that humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, Hazrat explains, khanjari taslim se ae dosto, ho rahi hai ghaib se sajja fida. That when a person loves with the sword and the dagger of just submission, that totally I submit myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, Allah ta'ala is telling him, قَالَ لَوْ رَبُّ أَسْلِمْ, that Allah ta'ala is telling Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, أَسْلِمْ, submit, become a true Muslim. He says, totally أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Why shouldn't I be, O Allah? Not only you, my Rabb, you the Rabb of all the alam. So a person who loves in this way, and this is what we come to learn here, how to submit totally to the will of Allah, keep this dagger, that your desires trouble you, you just stab your heart, that Allah submit to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, when you do that, from the unseen help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will bless you with 1,000 lives. And such lives you cannot imagine. Ehle zahir ko khabar uski nahi, jaane hasrat ko hai jo ishrat ata. Hazrat says, the people of the outward enjoyments and pleasures of this world, who only looks at the outward entertainment, particularly the kuffar, and Allah save me, that we also want to go in that direction. Allah says, Ya lamuna zahiram min al-hayati dunya. وَوْمَنِ الْآخِرَةِمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the outward enjoyments and pleasures of this world, the pain of the love of Allah, and looking forward to akhirat, and making little sabr in this world, they don't know about it. So the people of Zahir who knows outward things, and even people who just got surface knowledge of deen, and don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll get involved in tahqeeq and research, and the actual thing to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not know about that. That what is the enjoyment of giving your life for the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishrate to dushmano ko bhi mile, aashiko ko apna gham bakhsha sada. Hazrat says that this enjoyment and pleasures of life, big houses, cars, entertainment, going for parties, that the enemies also got. Allah gave it to the enemies. So if that was any valuable, Allah wouldn't have given it to His enemies. So the real enjoyment, Allah is explaining, the lovers of Allah who get the special ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them that grief of the heart of the love of Allah ta'ala. Outward it's termed as grief, but the pain of love is an enjoyable pain. And that pain, a person just wants more. And Hazrat says, when you come to the majlis for that pain, then you, Allah ta'ala will bless it for you forever and ever. And the outward enjoyments and pleasures of this world, you go to one entertainment place, you come back, you need a tablet, you got a headache. When you come out of the majalis of the Ahlullah, you just wishing, when is the next majlis coming? When is the next majlis coming to enjoy myself? Sari dunya ke maze pani mile, ghair pani mujhko tera gham mila. That Hazrat is explaining that the people of this world, Allah Ta'ala gave them outwardly all the artificial enjoyments which are totally perishable of this world. And what is everlasting, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with that gham, with the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this and make this intention and beg Allah for this. Qabar ki janib hai jin ki manzile, mustanad unko na tu apna bana. People who realize that our destination is towards the Qabar. We are here for a few minutes, especially now, when the turn of the century, so to say, is coming. We have entered now 1440. A person myself should ponder and think, another year in my life is gone. What am I doing? I am going towards the Qabar. Allahu Akbar. So beautifully, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully that Qadam hai su'e markad, nazar hai su'e dunya. Kidhar ja raha hai, kaha dekh raha hai. That your feet are going all the time. You are moving to the Qabar. But you're turning around like a two-year-old child, Hazrat explains, towards the dunya. Where you are walking and which side you are looking. So Hazrat is saying, when you realize your destination of akhirat, the first place is the Qabar, then why should you make this house your firm place of establishment? That I must establish my empire, etc. No, work towards akhirat. And especially now, that a person makes hijrat now, that let me come out of my old way of life and come towards this part of the love of Allah. Dushmano ke aisha, wo aisha abo gil diya, dosto ko apna dard dil diya. Hazrat explained that the enjoyment of this world is made of sand and water. It's artificial, it's no enjoyment, it's a fool's paradise. So Allah gave that to the enemies. And that's very temporary. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. The Jannat of the Kafir is the dunya which has got no entertainment whatsoever. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gave them the pain of the love of Allah ta'ala. That for the short word, short time in this world, الَّذِينَ صَبْرُ ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ, that those people who make sabr for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili, mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Hazrat explained, see the difference. They got the outward enjoyments of this world, but they like on the shores. They had the nice beach front, etc., but they are living in turmoil. Ask them how's life, they'll say it's stressful, full of depression, etc. And we see them committing suicide all the time. Hazrat says, outwardly I'm in storms, all types of attractions, etc., and controlling my passions and desires, but I'm on the shore, I'm in peace and contentment. So this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to attain. And for this Allah grants us this beautiful majalis. Allah give us tawfiq to work towards.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. وقال تعالى قل يا أيها الكافرون إلى قوله تعالى لكم دينكم ولي دين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very important aspect of our Islam is also that we should have unity amongst ourselves, which is a major and salient feature and teaching of our deen. And even in Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed a lot that do not fight amongst yourselves, do not make ghibat of one another, wukunu ikhwana, be brothers to one another, stay united. So this is a very, very important aspect that we must have. If we stay united, then we have power. If we become divided, we lose all our power, all our strength is stepped out from us. But we should also see that our Shariat has set down all our guidelines. The way, what is the, first of all, unity which is recalled for in Shariat? What are the limits of it? The way do we go with that unity? Shariat has set all that out. For example, if all the crooks have to unite, and they share all the intelligence, how to steal and everything, how to go about things, what weapons to use, what will happen in the world? If all the drug lords have to unite of the world, many places they have their cartels in certain areas, but the whole world, all drug lords have to unite, gangsters have to unite, all the governments won't be able to function anymore. So that unity is definitely not good. So every unity and unity on batil, on wrong, is not acceptable. What is acceptable, good people unite, they come together, like in Arafat, in Hajj, all the people of the world get together, and if they discuss good points of how to bring about Islam in our lives, etc., at the Ijtima, for example, all such good occasions, then that unity is very good there. But the other unity, that is not good. A very good example has been given by Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that, for example, there is a court case. One person has got a complaint against another person, so he takes the matter to court. Now, there are two opposite people. The one person has got this complaint, and the other one is defending it. So, the judge doesn't say that you people go from here and make unity amongst yourself. It has come to court. Now the court has to see who is on the right. That is important to see. So it isn't just that now all unite, the believers, non-believers, pious, those who are not pious, everyone, we all just unite. Now you have to see who is on the right. And you support that person on who is on the right, and then you give him the full support. And the person is on the wrong, you tell him you come on the right. Today, for example, a person gets a sentence in a court, no more it's called a sentence or anything like that. It is to reform. What is the word they use?
Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation. Or another word also.
correctional services now to correct the person, that he must also come correct, not that they all unite. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if there are two groups or two people who have got their differences, they brought the matter to court, so there are three forms that can take place here. One is that they are told that the person who is right, you also become wrong and unite with the wrong person. Nobody is going to accept that. And the second is that you come halfway, you come halfway. So the truth still doesn't come out. Both are, that also is not. One is the one who is right. You find out, you fathom, you work, and that is the work of the court, to find out who is on the right. Then they give their full support to that person. And the other person goes for correctional services. He must come right. And he must also join this person who is on the right. So whatever differences we have to see it in the same light also. Mm-hmm. Find out, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that if you don't want to find out who is on the right, then just stay at home. Then keep quiet, don't talk. Because you have no right to talk. So if you want to speak in this, you want to send messages on the phone, first make sure you find out who is on the right. It's not necessarily the majority. Once one person was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and all the time he's making dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me amongst the little people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked him, what dua are you making? That you would, Allah, make me amongst those who are little. So he says, the Quran Sharif says, qaleel amma tashkurun, qaleel amma tu'minun. All the good qualities were always in the minority. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The majority of the people don't make sure. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Majority of the people don't have iman. So the small numbers, minority, has always been those people. The Anbiya Ali Musta, with Nuh alayhi salam, how many people? There were those Anbiya, one or two people, but they were on the right. So we have to see that, we have to find out who is on the right. So that is very, very important. On one occasion, the kuffar of Makkah, mushrikeen of Makkah, sent some people, a delegation to Abu Talib, and told him that, tell your nephew, he's causing so much trouble. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is causing so much, and they made lot of offers. Different riwayat come with this, or in one that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you can put the sun in my right hand, the moon in my left hand. But this mission of mine, which is of truth, and which is going to bring the real unity, and every goodness, that I will not be able to give up at any cost. One riwayat, they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't speak bad about our idols, and we won't come in your way. You carry on doing yours, but don't speak bad about our idols. If the purpose of you doing all this, your tabligh, your calling people towards Allah, if it is you want to become our president, our prime minister, our leader, we will make you our leader, but don't do this. And if you want lot of money, we'll collect all and we'll make you the richest amongst us. If you want women, we will look for the most beautiful woman and we'll give them to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his maqsad and what they talking about? A person is aiming for the highest and you telling about filth and dirt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may you be destroyed. Oh, the people of Quraysh, what do you think? What am I here? That is not my purpose at all. Then they said, if you want to, we do this, that we will worship your Allah also. You worship our idols also. On that Allah revealed this ayah, the surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and made it clear, yeah, now, that unity. Allah said, you go your way, I go my way, my way. Ulama have written, you make the effort, people who haven't got the right beliefs, who are not on the right path, you make your effort. But when you are now, you see, there is no hope whatsoever. Then you choose the peaceful path. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. We have explained to you, we have tried our best. You don't want to listen. For you, your way. For me, my way. I go my way, you go your way. And in this way, peacefully, we part. But this is after making all the efforts, etc. also. So this is, we have to have unity, we have to have tolerance also, but all of this must be within the limit of Sharia, and how Sharia has taught us on those limits and on those lines do we have our tolerance. For example, many of our buzurgs are quoted also, their practices also, and their teachings also, that you must have tolerance, you must have patience, etc. 100% that is in its place, but it must not be taken out of context also. All the tolerance they taught and unity that we have is what we call the furu'i, the subsidiary, the branches of the masail, the smaller masail like. Like for example, here in the madrasa, all of us know, we come here, we make namaz here, many times there is Shafi Imam. Now he will make a different namaz, Rafi Yadein, nobody has got an objection, everyone accommodates it, everyone is tolerant, nobody ever complains about it. Maliki, with their students also, they made Imamat. So the Malikis, for them to read Sana at the beginning is prohibited. They are not allowed to read. So when he started, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So I called him, I said, now you didn't give us chance. I didn't know the masala. So he told me, I'm a Maliki. So I said, now if you're a Maliki, then what? He said, we are prohibited. We are not allowed to. So we accept it. No problem. It's all accommodated with all that. But if now you go more further away, where it becomes a matter of our aqidah, then we find our buzurgs, they did not sleep at night, they did not eat in the day, so they worked day and night on all these wrong things. For example, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, when at that time the Shia menace was also quite high, how he fought. And that was a time when politically the Muslims, the country of India was falling from the hands of the Muslims. It was going, but they didn't worry about that. This year Aqidah and this year is important. Tooth and nail they fought it. There they did not say no, that we have unity and we have tolerance with them. Not at all. For example, one of the terrible claims these people make against Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, whose purity the Quran testifies to. What greater purity you're going to ask for? And then if our own mother, na'uzu billah, somebody accuses her of adultery, who will tolerate it? And this is our greatest mother, spiritual mother, who is more greater than millions of our mothers. And there now, there, we put our foot down. And we say that you want to believe that way, you go your way. But here we, that we become friends and we sit together and eat and we socialize, etc. Now that we cannot do at all. So there are limits also. When it came to all the other, when Akbar, the King Akbar, brought Dine Ilahi, where he joined all the religions and made one religion. There again our ulama stood, Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullah alayh. And he left no stone unturned, and they stood firm. When the Qadianis lifted up their ugly heads, Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh was a man not cut out for this at all. He was an ilmi man. He was a man academic, all his kitabs, his knowledge, he was just in there. But yeah, again he stood up. When it came to Maududi, and he came with all his, and also we must understand that Maududi, some of our great ulama also came in his trap. And they also started following him. So it's not everyone's cup of tea that we can recognize the fitna. Outwardly, everything looks very good. But these people who have the deep knowledge and the taqwa and lillahi ta'alluq ma'allah, they can pick out these things. Many of the orientalists, whole book they write of 600-700 pages, just for one sentence they wrote that whole book. And when you're reading, everything is right, everything is, you also convinced. Now you're also reading no more critically, now you're reading accepting this every, what good things he has written. And in there the poison has come, and one drop of poison, it destroys everything. And our iman also, there are so many things. And it's not one time, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, was here, and one of our senior alims requested him that he wants to study the works of Maududi in order to expose him, all the wrongs he has done, let the people know. Allama, what knowledge he has got. He said, you don't touch those kitabs. Instead of you pointing out his wrongs, you will get trapped in his wrongs. So these things are such. We went to meet Haji Ahmed Nahuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakat, most probably it was Hazrat Haji Sahib who said, one Ustad was teaching Abu Dawood Sharif in Darul Ulum for many years, became a Qadiani, where you can't even ever imagine it. So these things, the Hidayat is in the hands of Allah. So we have to be very, very careful. These people who speak against the Sahaba and we want to try and win them over, they win us over, in fact. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, many times used to give this example from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. The two brothers who were poor, it was winter, it was cold, so they saw in the water a nice blanket floating. So the one said to the other one, go and get this blanket, we'll use it. So he went, and he's not coming back. He said, come now, bring the blanket. He said, no, he doesn't want to leave me. He said, what doesn't want to leave you? You bring it. He said, it wasn't a blanket, it was a bear. It looked on top like a wonderful blanket. Now the bear has caught me. So they went and fetched the blanket caught them. So we have to be very careful in these things also. So Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. One of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was at your place, what your dua he should make? He said, all the time, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbis qalbi ala deeni. Oh, the turner of hearts, you keep me firm on your deen. So we don't know where a person can just go off. So we have to be very careful. So this so our akabir were quite accommodating, very accommodating on subsidiary masail. They had no problem. But when it came to aqaid and that, then they were very, very strong. They did not leave any stone unturned. And we read also that what words also they used against those people who were promoting the evil, like Qadiani, for example, the Sabarelwi, Ahmed Raza Khan, all of them, there they didn't keep quiet. They spoke clearly about all these things. Also, like the ayat that I read, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and many other ayat, and in fact, in Hajjatul Wada, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself taught tolerance also. But the ayat, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Makkah Sharif, he was chosen as a Nabi. Before he became a Nabi, the people were united, all on disbelief. On idol worship they were united, they were living very nicely. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, and now disunity came between husband and wife, between parents and children. And they said, and who could understand the ayats of the Quran, and who could practice on them more than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Nobody in the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the perfect understanding, and he made the most amal. But the Quraysh, they accused him of what? The people, the mushriks of Makkah, that you became and you destroyed our unity. Which Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tattaqullah, that if you fear Allah, if you have got taqwa, yaj'al lakum furqana, Allah will cause you to be divided. That is, those who are on the right will come on the right, those who are on the wrong will go on the wrong. Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh gives this explanation of the ayah, that when you have got taqwa, you will be able to see who your friends are, who your enemies are. So every unity is not good, all tolerance is not good. For example, somebody takes your wife, you went to a shopping center and they take your wife away. And you say, I'm very tolerant, I don't mind whatsoever. They let them go. That tolerance is haram, totally haram. It will bring destruction to a person. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us our deen and has set the limits of it also. So we must understand unity. We must not play around with the people and just on unity. Everyone likes unity. The whole world likes unity. But every unity is not good. And every disunity is also not bad. That which is good for deen is good, and which is not good for deen, that is bad. And we have to understand the limits of it, the directions of it also. So we mustn't just get carried away with nice words, nice rosy words and slogans. We all must unite. We all must tolerate one another. Very nice. We all desire it. But not on wrong things. Not when the Sahaba are spoken of so ill and so badly. is true. Either we haven't got knowledge of that, or we don't have feeling for the Sahaba. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that my Sahaba are spoken ill, not because of them, because of me. People don't like me, they speak bad of my Sahaba. And when they speak good, it's not because of them, because of they love me, then they speak good of my Sahaba. And we should study this, what the lofty, lofty status. The Quran declares what the position of the Sahaba are. And any person that who speaks ill of the Sahaba, and then we want to befriend him, we don't say we go and fight him and that. We say, you go your way, we go our way. But become friends with him, make him your bosom friend, your close friend. Those things are out of the question. There are many more things also, but we should be very careful. Also, we should think that it's also very, very strange that those people who call for unity, what do they call for? I say we must all have unity. So what I mean? All must agree with me that I'm right. Next person comes on the stage and he says, we all must have unity. What it means? I'm right. You must join me. No. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. We all have to hold firm on the rope of Allah, the Quran Sharif. Not what I think, that if you join me, we got unity. If you don't agree with me, you are causing trouble. You are a rebel. You are made of a troublemaker. No, it doesn't mean that. Who can claim that I'm on the right? And I know that I'm on the right. We hope with the, that is what our thinking is. But and we follow that. But we can't just write down everyone else that you are all on the wrong. So we have to see what is the truth, investigate the truth, ask other people, and the great, great muftis of the world, we ask them, those who have got this, spend their lives in this subject, and they've got the deep understanding, what do they say, which is the right side, and we follow that. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand this, and follow in this correct way. Also, we see, for example, Masjid-e-Dharar, which the Munafiqeen had built. And Allah ordered that you must raise it to the ground. So where is the tolerance here? For wrong things, you don't tolerate that for wrong things what the people do. There we have to, what is wrong? You say it clearly, this is wrong, and you don't follow that way. Not just that we are tolerant in every way and gullible and we just accept everyone and do everything as we want to. Finally, we all make one dua. Oh Allah, make us all nek and make us all ek. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi Sufi, Hum sabko nek banao, ek banao. But not that we become one on wrong things. That we all unite on the wrong things and we have peace with one another. No, on the truth, on the right deen, the correct way, Allah Ta'ala let us all unite on that, inshallah.